The world's wilderness areas are declining at a catastrophic rate. 10% of wilderness areas have disappeared in the last 20 years. That's according to a new study in the journal Current Biology, which compared current scientific maps with those from the 1990s and found more than 1 million square miles of wilderness around the world are no more. James Watson is the lead author of the study. He's with the Wildlife Conservation Society and is a professor at the University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia, and he joins us via Skype right now from Brisbane. James, welcome.
Thanks very much.
And what qualifies as wilderness in your study? What are you talking about exactly?
So we look at all those areas on Earth that have no human footprint. And when we define that by is those areas that have no agriculture or no transformation to pasture land, no urbanisation, no roads, or no large-scale industry such as logging or mining.
And are those the things that are cutting away at that wilderness, logging, mining, pasteurization?
It varies across Earth, but what we're seeing is that mining, in particular in Africa, agriculture and logging in the Amazon in South America are seriously eroding those wilderness areas. Agriculture also is a major player in change in wilderness areas in Asia.
Where is the change most significant around the world?
We've seen two areas which really have been dramatically transformed. The Amazon has lost 30% of its intact area in just 20 years, and Central Africa has also lost 15% of its wilderness areas in just 20 years.
And is this mainly in developing countries? I mean, those two places obviously are developing, but is that where the change is occurring most?
Yeah, look, it does vary from place to place, but even in places like Canada and Australia, we are losing our wilderness as well. But what we're seeing is those areas that were largely intact 25 years ago, often those countries which were developing, and they are losing their wilderness quite rapidly. Places that have already been developed have often lost all their wilderness already, so it's very hard to lose any more wilderness beyond that.
What about in the United States?
Look, there's a fair bit of wilderness being lost around the place, but what we're seeing is less dramatic than what we're seeing in other parts of the world.
Where is wilderness being preserved? Where is there not a problem right now?
Look, I think that's an excellent question. What we're seeing is wilderness loss just about everywhere. One of the major problems is that the United Nations Convention for Biological Diversity and the United Nations Framework for Climate Change don't really actively go out and protect these large intact places. And therefore, as a consequence, wherever we find wilderness, you're often seeing a state of decline. There is no real agenda in the global, international community or at the national level to go out and actually protect wilderness areas.
And how do you make the case that this is a major problem that people ought to pay attention to? Why does this matter to people who don't live in wilderness areas, people who live in cities around the world?
Look, I think there's a few points that people should remember around these large intact places. There's only 25% left on the planet that is largely unmodified by humans, and that's being eroded quickly. Now, these places are strongholds for biodiversity. They're critically important for carbon storage and sequestration, so they're incredibly important for the fight against climate change. But because of their nature as well, their functioning and the ecological processes are sustaining ecosystem services, they really do help millions of imperial people around the world. They give food and fiber and medicine to a lot of the most poorest people on the planet. So these wilderness areas are critically important for them as well. And I think finally, I think they serve as a reference point for humanity. These are the areas that are functioning without a human footprint on them. They're functioning the way nature meant them to function. They've evolved over hundreds of millions of years, and therefore they're a reference point that when we think about what nature should look like, or if we want to rewild nature in the future, these places are the reference points we need to refer to and say that's what nature used to be. And that's what we'd like to make other places look like again in the future.
So what can be done to slow the decline of the wilderness areas that are left in the world?
Well, I think the first step is what this paper is trying to do, and that's just raise awareness that there's a serious problem happening right now. This catastrophic loss, we're losing millions of square kilometres of wilderness over a period of just two decades. That's an area twice the size of Alaska, gone. if we don't stop that loss, we'll lose wilderness across the world forever in the next 50 to 100 years. So that's the first thing, is to recognise as a major problem. I think the second thing then is that the international community should actually set targets to try and preserve their last intact systems around the world. Now, that means certain nations have to show leadership in that, and that's where the United States, Canada, Australia, Brazil, these are countries which have got solid economies. They have large tracts of wilderness to actually say, you know, this, we're going to actually proactively protect these areas. And by doing that, setting the standard for other nations to follow.
That's James Watson with the Wildlife Conservation Society and the University of Queensland, joining us from Brisbane, Australia. And we'll link you to more about this study at our website, hereandnow.org. James, thanks so much.
My pleasure.